Oh, hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Gina from Dublin, Ohio.
Hi, Gina.
Gina.
And were you from Dublin, Ireland, right?
Dublin, Ohio.
Close. Close enough. What's happening?
Well, I have a two-part question.
Two parts. Part one.
Okay, part one is a husband who's going through a midlife crisis.
And wants to buy a sports car.
Did. Already did.
Let me guess what he bought.
Okay.
Just give me one piece of information.
Okay.
Is he an engineer?
He is not.
He is not.
Does he currently or has he ever worn plaid pants?
Never.
Never. Okay. Then I would say he bought a Corvette.
No.
I guess the Z3.
The Z3M.
Huh? Oh. Ooh, you hit it right on the money.
Bingo.
But what color is it?
Black.
Right.
They're all black.
Of course.
There you go.
The question is, he's being a little bit obsessive compulsive about the way he babies this car. And I can give you a whole list of examples, and I guess my question is going to be, am I being a nag, or am I the bad person because I say...
Yep.
You should... See, I should have known that you would agree with him. See, I was
we're pretty fair. I mean, but the answer is yes, you are being a nag. Just back off.
Whose damn car is it? Is it yours or his?
And just deal with it.
He does let me drive occasionally.
Give us. All right. Tell us what
all
he does.
Yeah, well, and the second part of the question is a dent removal question, but we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So he says, you know, he had to have this car. He's going to be 70 years old in 20 years, and he says he's got to enjoy life.
Whoa, 70 years old in 20 years. Okay.
So he buys this beautiful car, and he's got all these restrictions. We're driving along, and there's grass clippings in the road where someone has just mowed their lawn, and he swerves to avoid the grass in the road.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I thought that was a little bit strange. Okay, now we're driving along on the freeway. It's 65 miles an hour, and he has very long arms. And he's driving, and he reaches, of course, the top is down, and he reaches up above over the windshield to wipe off what I think was bird poop. I'm not really sure. He's wiping off the dirt from the windshield while he's driving.
And did he borrow your handkerchief to do it?
You know, might have been just a little spit on the finger. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Let's see. The next thing
you've given us enough.
I've given you enough.
Yeah, assuming that you haven't made these up.
No,
he's
no,
a
absolutely
nut.
True.
Yeah, he's gone
he's
off the
gone
deep end.
Overboard, and you are a nag. Only because there's not a thing you can do about it. You can tell him he's crazy.
That's
true. What good is that going to do?
Yeah, no, he's
sure.
Obviously flipped out over this car.
He is.
Yeah.
And you know what he needs
therapy
to hit a guardrail and you know scrape like one whole side and then he'll get over this,
which leads into the dent question.
Oh, who did the dent?
We're not really sure. There's
the dent fairy.
But it's an odd dent. It's a dent instead of a dent from the top of the hood in, it's a dent from the inside of the hood up.
I know who did that. He did it.
I know who did that.
Who?
He
Your
did.
Husband.
What did he do?
Well, there he was, as he was wont to do on a Saturday morning.
Tinkering.
In the driveway, tinkering.
Uh-huh.
And he's down there, and he's got the hood up, and he's got a couple of screwdrivers and an open-end wrench.
And he's trying to recognize something under the hood.
He's making believe that he's tightening things.
Uh-huh.
And he finishes up and leaves one of the screwdrivers on top of something.
Top of the engine
and closes the hood and bingo. And he says to himself two words, the first of which is, oh.
Right.
He never swears, though.
He did that
he
day.
He did that day. I can guarantee it. And then he right away opens the hood and gets the screwdriver. And he's never going to admit this.
Of course not. But what he's now doing is trying to figure out how to remove this dent. So one night I was looking for my wooden rolling pin.
And he had
couldn't find it. He had it in the garage trying to roll over the dent, which I thought you would get a kick out of. He's also spent countless hours on the internet trying to research dent removal. He's gone to the library. He has videotape.
Gina?
Yes?
You're a saint.
I know.
The man is...
Yeah.
She's certifiable.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's flipped out.
But the good news is, I mean, after all this, In spite of his love affair with the car, he still loves you.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be another woman.
Right.
And then you'd have to kill him. So, I don't think there's anything you're going to do to change him.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a hobby? Something that...
I have a hobby?
Something that, you know, you're obsessed with like he is about this car?
Well, he would say shopping, but...
Yeah.
Why don't you take up, like, paintball? And get some of the neighboring wives to play and running around the garage.
Right, you can shoot
Try not to hit the Z3
right,
too many
shoot
times.
At his car.
Well, no hope.
Good luck, but there is no hope.
All right.
Although I will give you permission every once in a while to give him a dope slap.
Especially when he reaches over to scrape bird poop
Next
off the windshield.
Next time he does that, you have my approval to just lean over and give him one of them.
Okay.
See you, Gina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.